friends. How are you today? My name is Madison. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Our topic today is food waste. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may however choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. Okay, let's get to it. Millions of tons of food are thrown away every year, and much of this waste is simply misunderstood food. It happens in restaurants, cafeterias, supermarkets and at home, but people can and will eat anything. It will reduce our own footprint and help create the demand that businesses and politicians need to contain it. According to a new study, we all know that reducing food waste can save us $8 for every dollar we invest, can help drive down food prices by reducing demand, reducing pressure on local ecosystems, providing modern marketing opportunities, and contributing to our brand image. If you hate the idea of waste, but love the ideas of creative cuisine, join the counterculture by ending food waste. Before we talk about exactly how we can start reducing food waste, we should talk a little more about why this should be a fundamental concern for food suppliers. According to the EPA, 80% of unconsumed food ended up in the trash in 2014, meaning that consumers will only pay more attention to how restaurants interact with their environment by 2020. This means that food grown, processed or transported within the U.S. is not eaten. Until that gap is closed, restaurant owners and restaurateurs will have to bear the burden. The National Pact Against Food Waste in France comprises 11 measures to reduce food waste by half by 2025. In addition to food donation, many companies claim they can prevent food waste by selling, too, wasted products at discounted prices. According to the Food and Agriculture Organization of the European Union, Hungarian consumers account for 68% of all food wasted. In the United States, food waste is estimated at 30 to 40% of food supply, and in the Netherlands, an estimated 70% of all food produced is lost or thrown away. These figures are based on data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Food and Agriculture Organization. Food waste is food that could feed families in need, but is too expensive to be dumped in urban landfills. Food waste is one of the main sources of food waste in the United States and the Netherlands, as well as in many other countries. In addition, water, energy and labor used to produce the wasted food could be used for other purposes, such as food storage, food processing or food for animals or livestock. The food thrown away must end up somewhere, and the best way to reduce the amount of food waste that is sent to landfills is to turn the waste into animal feed that can be used to feed local and industrial farms for their livestock. Although there is no official data on the number of tons of food waste produced in the United States, we produce 1 ton of it every year. Innovative food recycling projects, waste have been launched in recent years to reduce the amount of food waste that ends up in local or regional landfills. Food waste occurs in a variety of forms, such as food packaging, packaging materials, food waste and food waste from restaurants. Food waste is food that is either deliberately discarded during the retail consumption phase or deliberately discarded as a byproduct of the food processing process, such as packaging, packaging materials and food waste from restaurants. Food loss occurs before food reaches the consumer for a variety of reasons, including lack of proper storage, processing, disposal and disposal of food, as well as the use of pesticides, fertilizers, pesticides and other chemicals. Food waste is a component of food loss, and diverted food, including animal feed, compost, recovery and bioenergy, is counted as food loss and waste. The point at which food in the food supply chain is fit for human consumption is the point at which it is either too late to be fit. For example, if the recovered food is used as input for production, such as animal feed, fertilizer or biomass, it may be flawed because it has already been wasted, or it may have been spoiled or expired, mainly due to its disposal. If the cost of the recovered food is more than 10% of its original value, as in the case of animal feed, then the economic loss is an economic loss. In the U.S., an estimated 25% of our freshwater consumption is wasted on producing food that is never eaten, and land and labor are spent on feeding crops that are never fed to humans. when animals are unnecessarily reared or slaughtered, when food is thrown away or discarded, when land, labor or agricultural labor is spent on feeding a plant that never feeds humans, when chemicals are sprayed for free, when animals are reared unnecessarily. This represents an opportunity for businesses and consumers to prevent food from being wasted, but efforts often involve finding ways to divert food from people who do not want it to people who do so that it can be used more sustainably, such as in food production for food security. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1080. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.